Good evening, Mo'adim L'Simcha, a guten Moed. We're going to talk about the Shirat Hayam, Az Yashir. And I have two pieces from Rav Huttner and one piece from Rav Gedalia Shor. Let's start with Rav. And these are, the Rav Huttner, as those of you who have been attending my shiurim know, wrote the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak on the various Yom Tovim. But after he was nifter, his Talmidim put out Ma'amore Pachad Yitzchak, which were also Ma'amorim that he gave, lectures that he gave, shiurim that he gave, but they were unpublished. And this is from these, both of the pieces that I have tonight are from the Ma'amore Pachad Yitzchak, which was published just a few years ago. So let's start with number one. Lecha anu shira b'simcha rabba. The amru kulam. So this obviously we know is from Shachris and Mariv. Two times a day we mention a pasuk or two from Az Yashir, from the Shirat Hayam. To you, we sing a song, B'Simcha, and everybody said, Mi Kamocha Be'elim Hashem, Mi Kamocha Nedar B'Kodesh, who is like you amongst the mighty God, who is like you in covered with holiness. So he immediately asks, we're going to ask three questions here that he's going to ask, but two, let's say first question, Lo misparish b'kra b'chlal shamiras elu mitoch simcha nemru. Doesn't seem to indicate in the pasuk that this was said b'simcha. However, ela shebevadai yotza davar zemi etzem ha'uvda shahadiburim nikru shira hamora al simcha. But obviously he says, since the entire thing is called Shira, Az Yashir Moshe, it's Shirat Hayam, the song at the sea. So obviously, there Shira connotes Simcha. When someone is besimcha, he sings a song. That's what Shira represents. Shira represents Simcha. So obviously, but here's this question. Aval od nishar lanu levaer. What we have to understand is Lama bitfila. Every day, Shachris and Maariv, when we mention the Shirat Hayam, how come Ya ha'aniyah b'simcha, Rabbah, that our simcha, our joyful response, l'pasuk mi kamocha, tvei mi l'shar psuki hashira. How come? Such a simple question that maybe we never thought of when we daven Shachris and Maariv, but you know, these are the days that we put a lot of kavona into our davening. So here's this question. Of all the psukim in Az Yashir, why dafka this pasuk of mi kamocha? Why is that the pasuk that is used every morning and every night to connote the simcha of the shira? Mi l'shar psukei hashira. V'harei nikra lo matzinu, b'kra lo matzinu hevdel bein amirat pasuk zeh l'shar hashira kula. There's no indication in the song that there's a distinction between this pasuk and all the other psukim in the shira. Question number two. V'yesh lanu lishol. We have to ask a second question. Gamkein, lama lo nigba simcha miyuchedet ledorot misimcha rabazu. Why is there no Shiras Hayam, Az Yashir, major simcha? Yitziat Mitzrayim, the sea was split, an incredible miracle. We came out of Egypt. This was the final moment of Goy Miker of Goy, where the Jewish nation was established. Why is there no Chag? Why is there emptive for Shirat Hayam, for the splitting of the sea? It's on the seventh day of Pesach. V'shi shvi shel Pesach hu yom ben shar yemei chag haPesach. The seventh day of Pesach is like any other day of Pesach. V'lo nityached bo lo chiyuv miyuchad shel simcha zecha l'shira. There's no indication that there's an additional requirement, an obligation to be besimcha for the Shirat Hayam, for the song of the sea. Why, in fact, is there no Yom Tov for the splitting of the sea? Okay. Then he presents now a Yesod. a very important foundation of faith in Yahadus, of Jewish philosophy, Jewish theology. Kol Yeshua, Hamiyuedet Lavo al Yisrael. Every salvation that we as a Jewish people were privileged to experience and receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bishnei Shlavim Hi. It comes in two parts. Every salvation comes in two parts. Shlav shel ibur v'shel leida. One of pregnancy, right? It's not quite there yet. One is ibur, and the other is leida, is birth. Potential, potentiality, and reality. Hope and fulfillment. The two dimensions of every time that the Jewish people experience salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two dimensions, he says. Ibur, pregnancy, a period where it's not happening yet. We don't know if it's going to happen. And leida, the actual birth. Vahu havamina umaskana, a potential, a possibility, and an actual result. Those are the two dimensions, right? Kimokein, therefore, bevadai leze yesh begu'ula halach shetluya b'mispar hadorot. That's why the rabbis explain that galus, or the dispersion, or diaspora, is in years. But geula, redemption, is always in generations. We always speak about dor revii, the Torah says. We will be redeemed dor revii. But the galus, arba me'or shana, 400 years we will be in Egypt. But geula, redemption, is in dorot, is in generations. Kemosha kosov, v'dor revi, yeshuva heina. In four generations, we're going to leave. V'ein nechshav b'cheshben dorot rak mishat leida. It's only birth that requires or that relates comfortably with the concept of birth. You can't speak of birth in pregnancy, right? With dorot, with generations in pregnancy. Generations come after birth. We speak about generations of people who are born, right? One generation, two generations, three, four, right? Vilu uber, but an uber, a fetus, shalohi gil lechla leida, which has not yet been born, nikra nefel. It's called a nefel. Kilomar, in other words, an aborted fetus is called a nefel. Why nefel? Right? Nafal, from the to fall, nafal, it fell out, nafal, mi'cheshbon hadorot. It fell out of the cheshbon, the equation of generations. Kemo kein, therefore, overet kol Yeshua shlav shel ibur. Salvation has to go through an entire period of gestation, an entire period of pregnancy. V'im haya be'emet magia lechlal ma'isa, and if it was going to be fruition, right? Yesh kan leida, there's birth. Dugma, for example, gives an example of Gemara, actually a point in Jewish history. Chizkiyahu haya yachol liyot Mashiach. Chizkiyahu HaMelech had the potential of becoming Mashiach. V'lo higia l'mashiach l'leida, but he never made it. It was an aborted Mashiachiyut. V'leil tet vav, the night of Pesach. Hayeta haYeshua b'derech ibur greida. The night of Pesach, before we left Egypt, was a night of Ibur, was a night of gestation, of pregnancy. Halo Hamitzriim od radfu achareim. The Jewish people were being chased. Even though we were out of Egypt, but we were not out of the potential grips of the Egyptian enemy. They were chasing us. So we were still in that, using the metaphor of the pregnancy stage, the gestation page. Velule haneshel kriyat yamsuf. If not for the miracle of Kriyat Yamsuf, haya efshe shekol ha'atzol shalel tetvav lo hayeta bat kayama. If not for the miracle of Kriyat Yamsuf, we would have been a nefil. We would have been an aborted people. It would never have happened. The salvation would have never come. Va'al ze mora nes Kriyat Yamsuf. Therefore, Kriyat Yamsuf, whereas Mitzrayim, the whole period of Mitzrayim, and the running out of Mitzrayim was gestation, was pregnancy. Kriyat Yamsuf, Sof, Shehu Leidatam Shal Yisrael. It was the birth of a nation. It was the birth of the Jewish people. Kayamot V'Kviyut Shalem. This was our Kiyumut and our Kviyut, our creation. Now, I mean, the question we have to understand here is, what does this have to do with Shira Hayam, with Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people? But that he will connect in a minute. Lekach, now you have to understand, if you notice, there's paragraph 1, paragraph 2, then paragraph 12 that I have left out of here. But well, let's get to the next paragraph. Lekach be'emet bo ha-shira b'shvi b'pesach. So now we know why the Shira came on Shvi Shel Pesach, because we're singing about our birth, the birth of a nation, right? Until now, there was no song. But on Shvi Shel Pesach, there was a song. Lekach be'emet bo ha-shira b'shvi b'pesach. That's why we sing. B'nei shirak az, only now, yatza atzma'ut shel Knesset Yisrael. The atzma'ut, the independence of the Jewish people, happened on the seventh day of Pesach with the splitting of the sea. Val yedei leida, and through the birth, yesh toda'ah shel ani. There is an expression, the Jewish people become ani, like a baby. One baby coming out. Visharahi al atzma beloshen guf rishon. If you notice in the Shira, it's all singular. Right? Az yashir Moshe v'nei Israel, then it says, Ashira l'ashem, Kigamalai, right? Zekeli va'anvehu. The Shira is all singular because it's like the birth of a baby, the baby of Klal Yisrael. We all felt that as individually, independently. We all felt being a part of Klal Yisrael, right? I'll go to the next paragraph. So now, why no Chag? We see that Kriyat Yam Suf was the birth of a nation. It was a tremendous simcha, tremendous simcha. So why isn't there a special chag, a special day, not just Shvi, the seventh day of Pesach? Let's have a special Yom Tov on Shvi Shel Pesach, not the seventh day of Pesach, but the Yom Yitziat Mitzrayim, Yom Kriyat Yom Suf. So let's see what he says here. It says Yud Perikaf Yud Dalet. Ushe Knesset Yisrael Magisha et Mitziuta. When the Jewish people felt their existence, that they felt their independence, they were emboldened by their independence now. Nosati et dibura lorak al haYeshua shekara lo ze achshav bavar. The sense of simcha that was felt by the Jewish people now was not only about the past, a joy that we're out of Egypt, tremendous joy that we're out of Egypt. The simcha was much more. They realized, each Jew independently and collectively recognized, that the simcha was not just about being saved. Noseti et dibura lo rak al haYeshua shenikra zeh achshav ba'avar, el l'sheor hakayamut shebola im leidata nosati et ina gam al atid. They also understood in their maturation it was about the future. This was a simcha that was not only a momentary simcha that we were freed from Egypt, but they had this realization that they have a future also. Ubemet, and truth be told, mitchaleket, and here comes an important point, mitchaleket hi hashira l'shnei chatzaim elu. The Shira, if you look carefully at the song, and we're just going to pull, he's going to pull out a few psukim, a few examples, that Shirat Hayam, the song of the sea, is really two-dimensional. It's about the past. Be'emet, truth be told, mitchaleket hi hashir l'shnei chatzaim. Aleph, number one, sus v'rochvo rama v'yam. The horse and its rider, he threw into the sea. That's past. Markavot paro v'chelo, right? He also, they descended to the depths, the chariots, the yordu b'mtzlot. They descended to the depths. Kafu tahomot. The deep water congealed the enemy. Tzalalu ka'oferet. They descended to the depths like a stone, like iron. Kol elu b'hamavar. That's the simcha for the past salvation that he gave us. But then, Beit, the Shirat Hayam, the song of the sea, turns to the future. Valatin, on the future. Nehalta be'ozcha el nevei kodshecha. You led us to your holy places, Neve Kodshecha, the Beis Hamikdash. You took us to, you're taking us, you took us, Ne'alta Be'oscha Neve Kodshecha. There was a dimension of prophecy here, the future. Medubar al Atid Lavo. The song speaks of the future salvation of the Jewish people. Al HaKnisa Le'Eretz Yisrael Beit HaMikdash. Coming into Eretz Yisrael and the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Ad Yavor, twice it's repeated. Ad Yavor, you'll bring us over, you'll bring us over. Why twice? Pamayim, Lichlol Af HaAvoras HaYarden. It's also a prophecy about the splitting of the Jordan, which will happen in the time of Yoshua. Tivyemo Vititaemo. Right? You'll bring them and you'll plant them. Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. God will reign forever and ever. Two dimensions of the Shira. Bahapasuk, now here's how he answers. First question. Why is this Pasuk Mikamocha? What's unique about this Pasuk? Bahapasuk Hamehave Ma'avar Ben Shnei Chatzayim Elu. The Pasuk which is the bridge, the transition between the past Simcha and the Simcha for the past and the Simcha for the future is Mikamocha. That's the Pasuk which is the bridge of the two Simchas, Mikamocha Be'elim Hashem, Mikamocha, Nedar B'Kodesh. Umisham V'Hala, see until then he says, HaPasuk Zeh Ma'avar Ben Shnei Elohu Mikamocha Ad She Ad Sham Al Ha'avar, until there is the past. Umisham V'Hala, from Mikamocha Al Ha'atid, is the future. Lechein, therefore, Nityached Pasuk Zeh, therefore the rabbis in their profound prophetic wisdom established in our daily davening in the morning and at night that besimcha rabba, the great simcha, is mikamocha. Mishum shemikan matchil hamahalach shel atid b'nei Yisrael. Because here begins the future of the Jewish people, the endless possibilities of the Jewish future. Mishum shemikan matchil mahalach shel atid b'nei Yisrael. Al hikayamut the establishment and the foreverness of the Jewish people. V'simcha al hodat hachayim im miyucheret la'atzma. This is simchas hachayim. This is the simcha for life, not just the past, what he did for us, but our whole future. It's simcha of life. V'simcha al hodat hachayim, and simcha, expressing joy, for thanksgiving for life itself, he miyucheret la'atzma. That's a unique simcha. Ve'ein lahashvosa im shar smachot b'shtachim mitsuyamim l'chayim. You can't quantify simchas achayim. You can have zman simchateinu for Sukkot, specific time of simcha, taking us and put us in huts, protect us with the clouds of glory, the Simcha of Pesach, the Simcha of Shavuos, we gave us the Torah. But Simchas HaChayim, as an overview, can't be quantified. Why not? And you can't have a special chag for it. The exception number one. Why only Mikamocha is the Pasuk that's mentioned in Mincha and Shacharis and Maariv? Because it speaks about that grand sweep of. But now he says, "V'dafka b'zetzi on his tam shaloni gvas simcha." You don't have a specific day of simcha for this. Mikneisha simcha zu, this simcha, he lo simcha al matzav mistuyam, o mu'ura mistuyemet greda. It's not about one moment in time. It's not about one moment in history where a Kodesh Baruch Hu interacted. Elishi yeshkan ha simcha hapshuta biyoter. It is the simplest. The simplest. Simcha, and the deepest simcha, al simchas hachayim, joie de vivre, he writes here, he said it in the mimer, joie de vivre, it is joie de vivre, sameach ani nimtza v'ani chay, the simcha that I am here, I'm alive, and I'm here. How this resonates for all of us at this in Toldos Am Yisrael, joie de vivre. You can't quantify joie de vivre. The simcha zu b'asher hi lo pratit. It's not momentary, privately, quantitative. O misuyemet, can't pinpoint it. Lo nitna lekfiut miuchedet. People don't understand how a Jew can actually live through this coronavirus and be besimcha and sit down at a Pesach Seder. How can we do it? Are we insane? No. Because we understand Jewish history transcends history. We say it at the end of Pesuk Yedi Zimra, right? Just before Yishtabach. What's that all about? Ulashitas HaRambam, by the way, the Rambam, we don't paskin like the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, Achre Yishtabach Lifnei Birchas Yotzer, that Yishtabach is, that Az Yashir is said after Yishtabach, just before Birchas Yotzer Or. But in any case, the Kol Zeh Taima Boy, Ma'an Yana L'Sham, what's it doing there? What is Az Yashir doing at the end of Pesuket Zimra? V'gab Im Hu Bechlal Pesuket Zimra Kasha. And I want to ask you another question here. If it comes after Pesuk et Zimra, which is from Tehillim, Shahari b'chol makom makdimim Pesukei Torah u'Pesukei Nach. We always put the Pesukim of Chumash before the Pesukim of Tanakh, but here we're putting the Pesukim of Torah, Az Yashir, after the Pesukim of Tanakh. K'mo b'seder shel malchut zichronos u'shofros on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We take the Pesukim in the Shmon Esrei for Rosh Hashanah, and they're in the order of Tanakh, right? Lamekan b'psukei tezimra magdimim psukei tehillim l'shiras hayam. How come the psukim of Tehillim come ahead of the psukim of Chumash? Next paragraph, base. Ubo al ze teshuva midivra ha-meforshim. And the meforshim give an answer. Sheikar hakavana b'hachnasa shiras hayam l'kan. The whole reason why Shira Sayam is stuck in here, Shetishtamesh kehakdama lekriyashma. Because we know that after Baruch entered into the world of saying Shema Yisrael, the brachas that precede Shema Yisrael, the brachas after, this is now the world of tefillah, of saying Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah so malchus shemayim, accepting the kingdom of God, Yichud Hashem, the uniqueness, the oneness of God, right? That's the world we've entered into now. And Az Yashir is a hakdama, an introduction to Kriya Shema. L'chein ichro ota, therefore it's pudka. Now, we'll read another paragraph because this is very confusing, right? What in the world is going on here? Why is it, in fact, that Az Yashir has anything, what does it have to do with Shema? But let's just read one more paragraph. V'al yedekach, Muvana hevdel hagadol shebein vayamen ha'am. I don't want to say, throw this in. Vayamen ha'am, earlier the Jewish people answered, but b'moshe Rabbeinu b'haschol shlichu, so when they accepted Moshe Rabbeinu vayamen ha'am, they all answered. U'bein vayaminu v'moshe avdol. But now when they sang Shiras Hayam, there was a dramatic change in the response of the Jewish people. Vayaminu ha'am u'moshe avdo. By Kriyat Yam Suf, the song of Kriyat Yam Suf was Vayaminu ha'am u'moshe avdo. That Moshe sang not separately. Moshe was not separate from the people, but he joined together with the people. So now, what is going on here? Now you will notice I went from Aleph, the base, to Yud Ches. So I have left out a lot of information in this mimer. But I'm going to try to fill in the blanks so we'll maybe understand what's going on here. Why does Az Yashir belong here at Pesukim after Pesukim Zimra? It's a connection to Shema. It's put in to be connected to Shema. What is the connection of Az Yashir to Shema? Well, the connection he's saying is that Moshe and the Jewish people are together at the song, which has a connection to saying Shema. What's the connection? So let me give you a few points that he puts in all these pair of chapters before this. It says, Lo kam b'Yisrael k'Moshe. There was no one, no prophet, no human being like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But there's a problem with that. We know that Eliyahu HaNavi, who came later, never died. Eliyahu is still alive. We know that from the Pesach Seder. So we see that it's not true. There's someone who has something greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. He's still alive. So he explains that life is divided into two dimensions. There's physical life, and then there's the life of the spirit, the life of das, of deya, of awareness, of Torah, the life of Torah. Eliyahu might be alive in the physical sense, but Moshe Rabbeinu remains alive today. Miraculously, Torah's Moshe remains alive today in the entire world. Moshe is still alive in the world of das, in the world of the intellectual world, of deya, of understanding, of spirituality. Uniqueness of Az Yashir was that Moshe and the Jewish people sang together. Now, accepting Shema Yisrael is about the unity of, to use the words of the Zohar, Kodesh Brichu Yisrael V'Orais Echad Hu, that God, the Jewish people, and Torah are one. Moshe represents Torah. Moshe and his Torah is very much alive, and the Jewish people are very much alive, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gav Yachol is certainly with us, right? So now, that's what Kriyat Shema is. It's a unity of those three elements, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what we have to have Az Yashir, with Moshe and the Jewish people singing together, has to be together with Shema Yisrael, as a prelude to Shema Yisrael, because it represents, Az Yashir represents that trinity, so to speak, of Torah, God, and the Jewish people. I'm not going to do it inside. I just want to do the last piece, since unfortunately too much time has gone by. The last piece, some of you might find familiar. It's from Sefer Bereishis, but it also relates anecdotally to Az Yashir, to the Shira that's said every day. And it's a Chassidus Shemaisa, okay, which we're going to get to. We know that Yaakov Avinu has, this is from the Or Gedaliahu, Rav Gedaliah Shor, who was the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Torah Vadas in New York, one of the first American boys to go to Lithuania to study in the great Lithuanian yeshivas and came back and became a very great force in Torah. And he had also the rare blend that Rav Huttner had of the Lithuanian and the Hasidic influence. So here what he writes. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishanasa. Yaakov awoke, he has a dream, Yaakov. He dreams about a ladder from earth to heaven, angels coming up and going down. Vanochi lo yadad, says, you know, Hinei Elokeinu, this is the place of God, and I didn't know about it. I wasn't aware that this was a holy place, a makom kodesh, it's kodesh. Vamru Chazal, the rabbis say, ilu yadati lo yashanti. If I would have known this was a holy place, I never would have gone to sleep. So, you know, the simple understanding is, you know, it's like, I want to stay up for the sunset. I'm going to sit at the seashore, and it's late already, it's late in the middle of the night. I may as well wait, I want to see the sunset. I don't want to miss the sunrise. He says, that's not the pshat here. Notwithstanding the fact that Yaakov Avinu received tremendous revelation from God, tremendous revelation from this holy place. He saw a ladder attached to the ground. Ad vihine Hashem nitzav alav, to the point with angels going up and down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel himself was on top of the ladder. Afal pike. Amar Yaakov Avinu, what Yaakov Avinu said was, ilu yadati lo yashanti. If I would have known this was a holy place, I never would have gone to sleep. What does that mean? Says Rav Gedal Yishor so beautifully. She'imidat ha'emet tovat shebemokam hazeh. If this is a place of such ultimate truth, ein lo lishon, I never should have gone to sleep. Af shebesheni yasig hasagot gedolot. Even though when I slept in such a holy place, I had tremendous vision from God because of the holiness. Mikol makom, that being said, hutzarech la'asod et shelo, ilu yadati lo yashanti. I would have rather taken advantage of the holiness of this moment to have done something myself. Yes, it's true, it was a holy place. And therefore I had the privilege of having a holy revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I would have rather taken the holiness of this moment and done something on my own. That's his explanation of this pasuk. Beautiful explanation of Chazal. But then he brings a chassidish maisa. V'yesh lahatim zeh, let me put some icing on the cake of this explanation. Im sipur meharebi hakodesh Rav Shmelka min Nicholsburg. It was a great chassidish rebbe, one of the early chassidish rebbes, was Rav Shmelka min Nicholsburg. He lived from 1726 to 1778. He lived a very short 52 years. In fact, he came from Shmuel Hanavi. They had a yichas brief. Their pedigree was from Shmuel Hanavi. Shmuel Hanavi lived only 50 years. Rav Shmelka min Nicholsburg only lived 52 years. In any case, a short life. And he had a great brother, Rav Pinchas, who was known as the Hafla, the Hamakne. He wrote Sefer on a Pirush on Kedushin and on Ksubis and the Panim Yafis on Torah. He was the Rav of Frankfurt. Rav Shmelka was the Rav of Nicholsburg. He was the Rav of Frankfurt. All kinds of stories about him. It's not time now to go into it, but two great holy brothers who were started out by being Misnagdim and became Hasidim. They became Hasidim and Talmidim of the Magid. So here, listen to what he writes. Asher Yadua Shemiolam lo yashan harbe. He didn't sleep a lot. Many stories about Rav Shmelka min Nicholsburg, how he stayed up at night, learning all night. Ukemo shamar imo al shnei baneha. And this is what their mother of Rav Shmelka and Rav Pinchas Horowitz, what she said about her two sons, tongue in cheek. Sheyeshli shnei banim nebuch. I have two sons. Sheechad eino notel asa yadayim baboker. One of them, Nebuch, doesn't wash Nagelvasser in the morning, doesn't wash Nathilus Yadayim. According to another Girs, he says, She'enu Mevorach Hamapil. He doesn't say Hamapil at night when he goes to sleep. But the truth is, what she meant was, he doesn't eat during the day, right? He doesn't sleep during the day, doesn't have to wash his hands, he doesn't go to sleep at night, doesn't have to say Hamapil. Then the other one, Ve'echad, She'enu Mevorach Birchas Hamazon. My other son, Nebuch, doesn't bench because he very rarely ate bread. That's how she spoke about her two sons. Now listen to this. Upam achas, one time, Hishpia alav harabi HaKodesh Rebeli Melech Milujinsk. The Rebbe Rebeli Melech Milujinsk had a great hashpa. It was one of the Rebbeim of the Rav Shmelka min Nicholsburg. In fact, he saved him in a very moment of crisis in his life, but Rav Elimelech was his protector. And he once convinced him, She'elech Lishan. He came into the Beis Medrash and he convinced him to go to sleep. Get sleep tonight. Ulamacharas haya shaliach tzibur. When he woke up in the morning, he was the chazan. He was the shaliach tzibur. V'his palel v'his lavos hazeh kazeh. He davened with such kavana. Ad shekol ha'olam shehis palu ito. The whole shul that was davening with him, regular Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, right? B'shah shehigil az yashir. When he started to say az yashir, he had gotten them to such a high point of kavana that when he got to az yashir, the shir hayam, crossing the sea, shehigbiu bigdehem, in Yiddish he writes, they hobin oif gehoibin defalas. You know what that means? They lifted up their trousers so the cuffs of their trousers wouldn't get wet because they were crossing the sea. He got them to such a fever pitch of kavon, of passion, that they actually felt that they were crossing the sea because of a good night's sleep. They felt they were actually crossing the sea. Va'afal pike, after davening. With all of that, Amar HaRabbi Rav Shmelka said, Ki orapam eino osik, I'll never go to sleep again like that all night. Leilech lishon. Sha'av shehesig hasagas ke'elu machma she'naso. Even though because of his restful sleep, he had such high kavanas, such holy kavanas, afal pikein hu osik, I would rather have done it on my own without the assistance of the rest of sleep, right? Just a PS on Kriyas Yamsuf.